Where in my life am I choosing to be a victim, and where am I choosing to be victorious? Because if you can't make that distinction, it makes it very difficult for you to start developing or expanding your capacity. A lot of us lead with "I'm Black." There's a sense of pride there, as it should be. But also can be the very thing that limits you if you don't have a higher level of thinking about what that actually means.
Only thing that we could agree with was twerking and dancing.
God.
That's crazy.
We focus so much on the disdain that we have for elites instead of making ourselves elite. I want to see the people that have historically been at the bottom rise to the top.
I was sitting there fat as hell telling y'all, don't be eating bad vegan food. And y'all see the transformation. Y'all see me lose the weight. You have to be exactly who you say you are.
It actually gets me emotional. I really, really care about people.
Why do you care?
So we was already disassociated from human affection and human love when we came out of our mother's womb. We're around artificial lights, we're around radios, we're around information that's not even cultural information. So our whole life, we've been an identity crisis.
And I had to question myself, like, that's not me.
I expect people to struggle with their mental health. And when you expect people to struggle with their mental health, we no longer pathologize what it means to be human.
We're not in that age anymore. So you're gonna need new habits because you are living in a new world. We're living in a constant state of tension. That's what we consider balance.
Because we separated ourselves from nature. You don't need medicine. You don't need pills. You need nature. You need mama. You got two mamas. The mama you came from, and you have Mother Earth. We are missing Earth, y'all.
But when you talk wellness to Black people, you're disrupting billion-dollar industries.
If your centering and focus is on you just being the story, you can never become the storyteller.
We have to stop the distractions, y'all. Seriously.
I'm 19 Keys, and this is high-level conversation.
Tap in with the guy.
The 19 Keys.
The execution of knowledge is possible.
Next time me and brother Yaki do an event together, we're going to be outside. How many of y'all going to be with us? So it's funny, when I first met brother Yaki, I had not heard of him as much, but I put out there, who should I have on high-level conversations? And overwhelming, everybody, Yaki, 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 everywhere. And I like to operate with the will of the people. And I mean, I checked out his page, and I seen a brother that was brilliant immediately. Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm the type of person that want to celebrate you. I'm the type of person that want to see people grow, right? And I think maybe it took us 2-3 days. He flew out to LA. Instantly, we sat down and shot a high-level conversation. And I was, what, like 2-3 years ago now? Did over like 4.4 million views. Changed a lot of people's lives. Right. Since then, we've shared stages together and we've done multiple things. And every time I call this brother, it's like we got a psychic connection. I give him an idea. He'd be like, Keys, I swear I got that as well. Then he gonna show me the proof as well. and that's what lets me know that, you know, we're on the same path, you know, and I think that our brotherhood is a great example. Right. And this is what I've always tried to do. The reason you see me always rocking with different people, because I don't want to talk unity and then not exemplify it. Right. I think there's a lot of people who may talk unity, but you don't see them with no other leaders. That doesn't make sense. I'm ready to share stages, platforms, whatever it is, because that means it's not about me. And I think when a lot of people have an ego that's fragile, they're afraid for somebody else to stand next to them and shine. You understand me? I want you to shine bright because that light rubs off on me so that I can shine brighter, right? So if y'all will, though, and if you're looking for healing in your life mentally, spiritually, physically, and even a brother that's doing well financially, man, I want y'all to make a whole lot of noise for somebody that can awaken you. And that's my good brother, Yaki. Come on, more noise than that.
And fights among
them. Let's go, let the brother know.
Yes. Even of your lust, their war in your members, ye lust and you have not, ye kill and you desire to have, cannot obtain, ye fight in war yet, ye have not because ye ask not. True.
Mic check. How y'all doing? My beautiful, melanated people.
It feel good to be sharing the stage with my brother again. We done built a very, very strong bind over these last couple of years. This is my straight bro right here. And I appreciate you. Every time he come out, he always hit me up and he always would be like, hey, Yaki, do you want to get involved? He said something before we walked out. He said he don't mind sharing the space, the stage with anybody. He trying to collab with anybody that's leading and anybody that's having an impact on the community. And I'm a prime example of his truth telling today. So, you know what I'm saying? If anybody be like, well, Keys, I don't know. And if this is dead and this is dead. No, he really, you know, he ain't never charged me for nothing. I ain't never charged him for nothing. This is all for the benefit of the people. We see things in the community. We hit each other up. We see if he heard the news first. Did I hear the news first? And then we always say, how can we help the people together? And that's the reason why we're here right now. So let's give Keys a round of applause. Seriously. All right. Well, if anybody know Dr. Yachai, before I get started, I always do a prayer. So if y'all can bow forth y'all heads, spread forth y'all hands. I'm going to sing it in Hebrew and I'll translate it over into English. Y'all ready? Ya Bareka Yahwa Veyishmerika Ya'er Yahwa Ponav Elika Vichunecha Yesa Yahwa Ponav Elika Ve'asem Laka Shalom Ve'asem Laka Shalom Ya Bareka Yahwa Ve'yishmerika Ya'er Yahwa Ponav Elika Vichunecha Yesa Yahwa Ponav Elika Ve'asem Laka Shalom Ve'asem Laka Shalom Amen. Hallelujah, Selah. May the Most High bless y'all. May the Most High keep y'all. May the Most High shine its face upon y'all. The Most High will bless y'all. The Most High will keep y'all. And the Most High will give you mental peace. Amen. Hallelujah.
That brother got a beautiful voice, man.
Little something, Keys. It's called I Perfected Harmonizing, not singing, harmonizing. Yes,
sir. I gotta get you on the album, man.
Oh, man, you know, I started off doing music, man. I was on tour. I was getting some real money in the music industry, and I ended up getting into the walk and becoming very conscious. And I remember I used to, because I was on tour with Chris Stylus, Booty Meat Down. Yeah. Craziest thing ever, right? So we traveling and we on the road, we on tour. I'm teaching Shabbat classes on Shabbat, speaking about how to preserve the so-called black woman, speaking about how to preserve the consciousness, reinstalling and introducing customs and traditions to take back our culture and our identity. But then on Sundays, I'm on the road rapping. And my song was called Watch Her Ass Off. So K-Stylus will come out talking about Booty Me Down. I'll follow up with Watch Her Ass Off. Living a life of contradictory. Yeah. Same thing that I was doing, teaching a message and telling y'all how to be clean and to eat clean and how to look like what you teach. But I was sitting there fat as hell telling y'all, don't be eating bad vegan food. But I'm on the road eating bad vegan food. And y'all see the transformation. Y'all see me lose the weight. You have to be exactly who you say you are. Gotta be. You know? What's up, 19?
Well, my album just dropped. Well, it's dropped.
Hey, what you came out with? That song, man. That was fire, bro.
Y'all bring the CDs up here. No, that was powerful. Now I got to sing at every show now. You know what I'm saying? First of all, I want to thank you for showing up. Again, I don't know. People know, like, a lot of time we do the show, it's just a labor of love. Yeah, I mean, most of the time, how many times you done a show where you just broke even or just spent money?
A lot, especially when I've been doing this for 15 years. My first show was probably about 10 years ago. For the first couple of ones, I lost, you know, and I used to do a lot of them for free until I started creating products to sell to the community to make money off of it. Because if y'all listen and y'all study me and Keys, the information is for free. That's why I got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of videos out there for the people to receive and listen to. In order for me to start generating income, I had to create the products. For a long time, we was growing the herbs and giving them away for free. But it started taking so much of my time. It's like, look, I'm going to lose my family.
Right.
Help facilitating the healing of the people. So y'all got to meet me somewhere. And that's when I came up with the products. Other than that, a lot of stuff we be doing is for free. So for the first 2 years, I wouldn't just not only breaking even, I wouldn't really generate no income.
Same. I mean, we've done Apollo together.
Sold out. Round of applause.
Sold out.
Hey, we rocked it.
The Apollo is a very expensive venue. I didn't make any money from Apollo, but we made a lot of impact from it. And a lot of what we're doing, and this is like the sacrifice, and I want people to understand, because we make sacrifices to be where we are. Right. And a lot of people can't understand that. And they may think like, oh, this is for the money. When you can go years and not making no money, you can travel around the country, speak to people and leave, and then just be happy that you broke even because you was able to put on the event. Mm-hmm. And then it's up to you to figure out later how to leverage that from some benefit, because you still have to take care of yourself, your family, and produce your mission.
Okay.
That's in a very important aspect of the mission itself. And even as we're going to talk about healing in a second, you know, there's a sacrifice that everybody has to take, right? When somebody is taking a detox and it's bitter as hell, you know what I mean? We talked about procrastination with my good sister, Raquel, and how you have to consistently keep the reward in mind. You understand me? And so the reward of seeing our people sovereign, the reward of seeing our people free, the reward of seeing our people healthy, man, it'll give you a energy that you can't get from no other source on the planet Earth, right?
I call it spiritual currency.
Sitting there talking to people for hours, right? Giving them game, making hours of content. I see you sometimes get on the live and you got a subject, you have science that's being broken down. That's like a college class. But if people don't understand the value of what they're looking at, they don't know how to treat you.
Yeah.
And I think that's a very aspect of myself and you, is teaching people what they're seeing. Because when you're an anomaly, they've never interacted with that. So it has to come with a manual of, hey, this is what you're looking at. These are the instructions of how you treat it and how you take care of it. Right. And I think that what we're dealing with now is the onus is more on the people, because I think we have a lot of leaders. I think that the followers are so distracted that they're not becoming leaders.
I agree with that. Social media. And we got to really look at all of the poison and the environmental pollutants as well. There's something called sensory deprivation.
Yes, sir.
And our senses have been hijacked by Big Pharma, Big Food, and all of these corporations. And the sense of it and the purpose of it was to keep you dumbed down and to keep you shut out from yourself, for you don't really get to know yourself. Like, who really sit down and meditate on who they are, what they are, where they come from, and where they going? You know, and when you work in 9 to 5s because you have to pay bills, and when they give you cell phones, which is the tree of knowledge, good and evil, and they put all of this misinformation on there, and you get addicted to the scrolling and you get addicted to the radiation, all of this shuts you off from those questions. So, you know, a lot of people are distracted from the moment that they wake up to when they go to sleep. And to be truly honest with you, even your dreams are now being invaded with other cultures and thoughts of another people to keep you suppressed, to keep you sleeping dumbed down. So, and that's the reason why we coming up with this actual retreat. And if you look at the word retreat, it literally means to step away from something. And what are we stepping away from? We stepping away from the everyday distractions. We stepping away from the everyday poisons. We're getting out of what I call this environmental isolation prison, and we going into nature where you were created from. And once you connect back with nature, your authentic self come out. Now, when you in that position, you are now able to ask yourself the question, damn, who am I? not only who am I, but what am I? What am I comprised of? Then once you figure that out is, okay, so why am I here? What is my purpose? That energy right there and that focus will fuel your whole life. But if you never get to the actual question because you're distracted with environmental pollutants, you're distracted with dirty Wi-Fi, dirty electricity, you're distracted from scrolling and misinformation and the propaganda that another culture is basically putting on us, then you would never figure out those whys. And when you don't figure out that why, then that keeps you from your identity. If it keep you from your identity, it keep you from your culture. And culture comes from the word cultivate. Cultivate means to grow. So this very society that we living in now is keeping us very stunted, and we can't even expand our consciousness for that very reason. So, you know, this retreat that we putting together is to just go dive deep into that, give you the science and give you a sense of detachment away from this matrix. And then you can really realize who you are, you know. And I was just, man, Keys, I was talking about this when we was in the back room. We was talking about the original man. And, you know, a lot of people in here probably don't believe in the Bible. I'm not sitting here trying to convince you to believe in the Bible. I'm not sitting here even telling you to read the Bible. But me being an intellectual and being a free critical thinker, whether it's diving into religion or not, if I can read the words and if I can make the words and the knowledge applicable and I do them and it benefit my life, that is something that I need to study. And that's what the Bible do to me, the Torah do to me in a biblical sense. You know, it teaches you how to shed your lower animalistic nature and to embrace your higher self, to embrace your spirituality and be free. Well, when you actually start reading in the Torah, it talks about how man originated, right? And you will see it said that Adam was created from Adama. Adama in Hebrew means the ground. Adam means man. So if you look inside the body comprised of 150 trillion cells. And inside these 150 trillion cells, you have electrolytes, you have minerals, you have cations, you have anions, you have amino acids, you have carboxylic acids. All these things make up the cells. These cells then make up what you will call organs. These organs make up organ systems, and then these organ systems make a full-grown human being. So just by reading that passage and me being a biologist and me being in biochemistry, man was created from the earth. Right. So if man is created from the earth, that means all of the elements that make man, he got to replenish those very things to keep him sustained. Why are we away from that? You see what I'm saying? And then if you look at the garden concept in the Bible, when Adam was created, it said after God, who I call Yahweh, created Adam, he put him in a what, y'all? A garden. Right. So why are we not in the garden? Why are we not growing our own things? And then notice the first diet, Genesis 1 and 29. It says every fruit and every vegetable yielding seed after its kind should be for meat. So now we're starting to get into this first concept of a righteous, complete human being that having been given itself over to his lower animalistic nature, that's outside of environmental pollutants. Death was not in the world. He was connected to the source, and the whole time he was in nature. Mm. Nature. So when you just look at it from that sense, it's like, hold on, in order for me to find true self, in order for me to find my original self, in order for me to vibrate at a very high conscious frequency, I need to go back to where I was originally created from, which was Adama or Eretz, or what you'll call nature and earth. And then when you start getting into the science and the biology of it, like, for instance, just listening to natural water, being around a natural body of water. If y'all can write this down real quick, the frequency of a natural body of water running fast is between 8 and 12 hertz. Do y'all know that this actually stimulates what you would call the parasympathetic nervous system? Mm. The parasympathetic nervous system is your relaxed state. Remember when y'all came out and Keys had y'all breathe and had y'all stand up to get y'all calm and get ready to receive the information? A natural body of water do that on its own because that's where you come from. The body is made of 70% water. You were in amniotic fluid when you were inside the actual placenta, inside your mother's womb for 9 months. You come from water. Every last one of your cells have water receptors. So when you get around natural water, you automatically calm your body and it puts you in a state called relaxed alertness. That means you're still aware. That means you're still on a go, but you relax. Then when the water slows down, write this down. And write down with that, it's called alpha state. You're in an alpha state. Relaxed alertness, parasympathetic kick on. Then when the water slow down, say if it's pouring down raining, that's relaxed alertness. Say if you just hearing a pond and you're hearing the waves of this natural pond, which is what we gonna take y'all to in the retreat. This is between 4 to 7 hertz. 4 to 7 hertz, write that down. This brings your mind into something called theta state. Keys love talking about theta state. Guess what theta state is? This is the awareness where your intuitiveness is high, your creativity is high. Most of your scientists or people that create inventions that help change the world, they was in theta state when they did it, just by being in nature. Now we talk about water. What about when you start looking at the trees and you start looking at the color green? Not the green as of a crown or a marker, but natural green trees. Guess what that do? That automatically puts your brain in growth mode. Something have spring forth. Just like in dead winter, notice these words, where nothing is alive and everything's dead, usually stagnation and energy go high. Suicide rate go up. Divorce rate is very high because you're in a season of death. But imagine being in nature where all things are green and you're around the water. This start molding and shaping your personality and relaxing your spirit and relaxing your soul for you can calm your cognitive fluidity, for you can sit back and realize who you are, what you are, where you come from, and where you going, just by being in nature. And this is why you have words like nature, deficiency, order. We are stressed out because we're not in nature. You have all these inflammatory responses and your immune system is going haywire, because when is the last time that you really took off your shoes and stood on natural earth? How many of y'all here really actually hugged the tree? Raise your hand. Today, that's what I'm talking about. A
couple days ago.
Yeah. See that? See that? When is the last time that you sat on your front porch or put your bottom on the ground and did deep diaphragmatic breathing? Huh? Instead of wearing these soul catchers, these rubber soles, keeping you disconnected from the electrical, magnetic grid and frequency of the earth. Your natural healer is nature. So when we go back into nature for these 3 to 4 days and we start showing y'all the science and we start doing all of these exercises, you're going to see a whole new side of yourself that you never seen before, because you was born, and most of us was born in hospitals. We weren't born in homes. We didn't have natural births. Most of us had drugs soon as we came out of our mother womb due to the epidural. Most of us was born in these synthetic lights, imitating the sun, which is artificial light. You see that? A lot of us didn't even get to touch our mother or our father first. We was pulled out by a man with rubber gloves on, couldn't even feel his skin. So we was already disassociated from human affection and human love when we came out of our mother's womb. Then we go home, we're around artificial lights, we're around radios, we're around information that's not even cultural information. So our whole life, we've been in an identity crisis. But the moment you go back to nature, or what I'll call the womb of earth, because we got it wrong in the womb of our mothers, now we have the right, we have a chance to get it right going back to the womb of earth. It does this physiological reset on your nervous system. It does this physiological reset on your immune system, and your cognitive motility will flow so easily. 19 Keys call it the flow state. You are going to start doing some things and thinking about questions that you never had before. And I think the ideas that come from that place, that come from the retreat that we got going for, will be the very ideas that we're going to have to start moving and implementing that's going to change the world.
Sign me up.
My bad, Keith.
No, I'm going.
My bad, brother.
That was way, my bad.
Y'all get what I'm saying, though? We got to tap back into nature. we're too far away from it. And we starting a whole series of these things where we just going to start doing retreats everywhere because we need it. Everybody, you don't need medicine. You don't need pills. You don't need, you need nature. You need mama. You got two mamas, the mama you came from and you have Mother Earth. We are missing Earth, y'all. So imagine this same conversation, us sitting down, except now we sitting on some tree logs and y'all sitting in the grass. Imagine that when we doing all types of exercises, Keys playing his music. I'm doing a breathing guiding exercise. He's showing y'all how to meditate. We doing yoga. We got people giving y'all lymphatic massages next to a real live pond with real ducks and fish and geese. Y'all ready? Because that's what we doing, y'all. What's up, Keys? Talk to me.
I think what you described, man, first of all, is if you think about like a utopia, you understand me? I think just hearing the description of it almost distresses your body.
Facts.
You know what I mean? Because you're envisioning being in this space. Mm-hmm. And when you talk about nature deficit disorder, I think this is probably one of the biggest issues that we face, mm-hmm. right? A lot of people, you know, the sister before was a therapist, my sister Raquel, and I think about therapy, and I think that the nature is the therapy room.
Facts.
Right? And specifically, as we talking about original men had knowledge of nature.
Facts.
Right? When you're talking about a person being off target, right, in Hebrew, that's sin.
Yeah, sin.
Right?
You missed the target.
So when we talking about being an original man and you're disconnected from origin and you disconnected from circadian rhythm and you disconnected from the cosmos, being in alignment, right? I was thinking about, well, not thinking, we're doing with our Crown Society brand, right? We have sun, moon, and stars. And we allow the universe to dictate the drop.
Right.
Meaning that every time there might be a blood moon, right? Or there's a peak of solar cycle, then we correlate that with a color, right? That's in connection with what you should be wearing cosmically.
Come on.
Then the universe is deciding to drop, not we.
Yeah.
So what it reminds you is it puts you on a calendar because even in Islam, you pray five times a day. But that's in alignment with the sun salutations.
Come on now.
You understand me? Ancient people always built around cosmic events, right? Cosmic study, right? That's why we created pyramids and things of that nature. It kept us in cosmic alignment. What does that do? It allows us to live in harmony. We're living in a constant state of tension. That's what we consider balance.
Because we separated ourselves from nature. Going back to that original man idea, the moment that he went against divine order, or what you would call cosmic order, what was the next thing? What was the consequence? He got kicked out of paradise mm-hmm. or the garden, and he was put onto earth. And this earth is very, very chaotic. He got put out of this idea home that was created for man to thrive in and to never die. Because remember, death was not in the world at this time. Again, you don't have to believe it. Just think about it from a metaphysical point of view, and you can get the juice from this. When he was not going against divine order and he stayed in the natural rhythm, in the laws of nature, He could live and have eternal life. The moment that he went against natural law, he had to get put out of the garden and now death come in. And then you start really getting into what he was doing. And he was talking about the sun. Oh, Keys, he's like, the sun is beating down on me out here.
Not to cut your wisdom, just real quick. Can y'all put the nature back on the screen?
Oh, yeah, we need that.
Yeah. There we go.
There you go. It makes it, yeah, bring the ambiance in. Bring the ambiance in.
Some trees and stuff. Keep that back there. We already here. We don't need our faces behind you. There you go.
But so the idea of what we're trying to bring forth to y'all, the idea that we want to take root in y'all minds is we are all sinning. We are all missing the mark. Not in a religious perspective, but in a perspective is you are not spending time in the womb which birthed you. And that womb is earth. It's earth. Whether it's you are eating, whether it's the way you communicate and talk with yourself, whether it's if you pollute the earth, if you ride down the street and you throwing shit out the window. I mean, it's simple stuff that you can start doing now to get back in unison and become back one with mama. And that's the reason why the retreat idea is such a good idea. And that's the reason why it's becoming a $1 billion industry, because we all are yearning for home. And I don't think home is just the house you go sleep in. I think the whole earth is our footstool. The whole earth is our home, and we need to just really tap back into it. And I have a clinic in St. Louis. Key showed y'all. We went through the whole clinic. He got on most of the therapies. And that's the whole point of the clinic for people that's too sick. Because sometimes you can get so sick because you've been away from Earth so much that you have to use these artificial technologies that amplify what Earth is already doing to give you a quick healing responses. So we have a sun room in there, which is a light bed that it basically imitates the sun that help people out. We seen a 7-year-old boy. He came in. He had vitiligo. He was white all over, but his natural skin complexion was the color of mine. He spent his time on that bed and got natural sunlight. Within 6 months, he healed. Right? About 6 months, not B? About 6 months, he healed his whole body. He had all these white little blemishes and spots over his body. But we look, go into the sun and come use his sunbed, he healed. Same thing with oxygen. Do you realize the relationship between you and trees? You breathe out carbon dioxide. Guess what the plants breathe in? And guess what the plants breathe out? For who? So why are we in ghettos and in inner cities and filling up all the things? We so far away from nature. Why? It don't make no sense. That's because what's appealing to the eye and what's appealing to us now is our root chakra, our sacral chakra. That's what they are focusing all of their information on and all of their attention on. So if it's not stimulating your root and if it's not stimulating your sacra, you don't want nothing to do with it. Because when you go into actual nature, this stimulate every single chakra and meridian system simultaneously. You don't even know how it feel. I had a woman that we helped heal, and she said, I'm so healed that I'm scared. And I said, what you mean? She said, I never realized how taking a real breath make me feel. I feel like I'm high all the time. I said, imagine how the original man felt. Where you didn't have to smoke a blunt. You didn't have to drink an ounce of liquor. You didn't have to add nothing to your water. You didn't need no supplements. You can just sit down outside, do a deep diaphragmatic breath, and DMT will release in your brain just that quick. THC, which the body naturally produced, that you get from smoking cannabis. I don't even gotta smoke. I can release that quick. We still have these abilities, but we have to stop the distractions, y'all. Seriously. Talk to me, Keith.
When you're in an environment of nature, number one, everything in nature scientifically is high frequency, right? You're not hearing man-made machines and machinations, which disrupts and takes you out of flow.
Yeah.
We talked about that distractibility. You want to create an environment where you can get into a default mode network, where you can actually focus, right? I really want to have a day where, probably on the last day, where we do deep focus work, right? So first, you're getting your clarity. You understand me? Getting back to self. Because while you're in the city, right, that's when you start losing yourself. Because you're actually mirroring all these things and you're just reacting to stimuli consistently within that environment.
Fact.
So going into nature, disconnecting from that and reconnecting back to yourself, you start with that clarity, you increase that capacity. Now we can get to your capabilities. Now we want you to sit there and do deep focus work after you done got cleared, right? After you done de-stressed, you done pulled the toxin out. I talked about nature, like nature is powerful because you can't go through more trauma than nature.
Fact.
You know what I mean? When you look at roads and how they rip together, you look at volcanoes and how it spills over, you look at earthquakes and how it shakes up the planet. You understand me? Like, we can give all our pain back to the earth. Thanks. And it can handle it. Yeah. So when you take off those feet, I mean, you take, not your feet, don't take your feet off. Well, you take off your shoes, right? And you reconnect. Right now you're sending that energy back into your body, but you're releasing all the things that you don't need. Mm-hmm. Then when you're doing that, because imagine how good it feels to be in an environment of people to where you're doing the breathing, right? And you're feeling good and you're oxygenating your brain and you're thinking good. But imagine being in an environment that's also reinforcing that. Mm-hmm. Right. And so when we talk about having even these in the back screen, like, we want to create associations to what we're talking about because it makes the brain less distractible because it's connecting everything. But when you environment, it's going to supercharge that connection. right? And now you don't have an environment where you're not distracted at all. And what you're doing when you're switching into the default mode network, that's when you're focused. And what you're trying to do is trying to stay there as long as possible because you want to stop it from going into the task mode network where you go into daydream, where you go into scrolling. So that's what every single device does and every notification and every family emergency hitting you up about things. You understand me? So we want to take you out of that. And y'all seen me with the butterfly when I was out there. Who seen that thought that was AI?
Hold on. Let me tell y'all. I don't know what Keys got going on. We out there, right? We on a retreat. Now, B is my witness. We on there. It's all types of spiders, lions, tigers, bears. Oh, my. But no, we in nature and we seeing all of this beautiful life out here. Yeah. And Keys walking through. I'm thinking he lying. He like, oh, yeah, this is something arachnia. This spider does this. It bursts like this. It got a yellow spot on it. The female's got a yellow spot on his back. We like, man, only reason why you saying a female got a yellow spot because the black one don't. The male don't. So I'm like, so I said, he ain't got no yellow. So we seen another spider. Guess what it had? A yellow spot on his back. So I'm looking at Keys. I said, oh, he ain't lying. I was like, what else going on? So we leaving from out of the trail. Let me show you how powerful of a frequency our brother is on. And before I came there, I told Yahweh, I said, give me a sign to create this retreat series with my brother. Give me a sign. And this was the sign. He said, I seen everything but a snake. So as he's saying this, it's a big ass rock right here. He said, Yaki, I seen everything but a snake. I need to see a snake. He bent down, pick up a rock. Nabi, what was there? Nabi, look, Nabi, this is exactly what Nabi said. He said, that nigga put that there. He said, that nigga put that there. Man, what is that?
He manifested a snake. He said, I want to see a snake. And lift over the brook. Got a beautiful color on his back.
It's right here.
Baby,
yeah, I mean, it's a black head. Mm-hmm. It has yellow trim in the middle, like a line.
It's a
defensive coil right here, brother. Get closer, man. Don't be afraid.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah.
It wasn't even right there at first. He made it. He made it appear right there. It wasn't even right there.
It's small. They can't bite you.
Pick it up.
Just don't try to rub too much of your oils on.
Make sure you ain't.
He gonna bite
you. He gonna try to bite you.
Nah. He's he quick, boy.
Look at his tongue. Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, he say, touch me again.
Hey, slow down now, brother. Okay, now I see you later, brother. You have a good one, man.
See that, Keys? You done manifested a snake. You done tore the roof off his house. Now he homeless.
I'm gonna put it back, man. I just wanted to say what's up, brother.
All in there, you found
it. I don't think I realized what you happened. The snake wasn't there. He manifested the snake. He said, I want to see a snake, and bent down and picked.
One break, not two.
Let there be snake.
Right.
Whatever you know is real, man. No guessing.
The book of 19 Keys, chapter 1.
Yes.
So now fast forward, I left the retreat. I left. I'm doing something else. He stayed there for a long time getting his mind right. So I see a new video come out. And it's a butterfly on his finger. Everybody in the comments like, man, that's AI. Man, now we looked at each other and said, no, the hell is not. And we ain't even talked to him yet because what happened with the snake? But this just shows you when you have real cognitive flow, you're able to manifest instantly. And I would love to have that gratification for myself. And I was the one who said, I need to see a snake, but it wasn't me. But this just shows you when you in a real flow state, you literally have the power and the will to manifest simultaneously, and the brother did it. So when I seen you with the butterfly, bro,
clap up for that.
Hey, this is a real story, and this is the only thing we didn't get on camera when he found the snake. We got everything else.
I went back and looked at the footage. It ain't there. I'm mad as hell at the cameraman. He fired. No, I feel he really fired though. For real. He don't know this yet though, but he gonna watch this.
But real quick, Keys went over something, y'all. I want y'all to write this down. He was talking about the power of grounding. When you ground and you take off your shoes and you connect your feet to the earth, you release what you will call protons, trillions of them. Protons give the body a very, very inflammatory response, and it slow up your innate immune ability. to keep the body in a state of homeostasis or better. So when you take off your actual shoes and you connect with Earth, what happens is Earth, it literally connects with you and it shoots at least 3 trillion electrons or better into your body. And it brings in an anti-inflammatory response. It brings in antioxidants. So when he said that you connect with Earth and you literally giving all your trauma and all your pains and all your negativity back to mama, he's really meaning it scientifically, because you get rid of all your inflammation and all those inflammatory responses, which is proteins and you protons, and you bringing in all of those electrons, which is alkalining agents and photons. So that's scientifically proven. We need nature, but the beautiful thing about that is nature actually needs us. So if we keep ourselves disassociated with nature and disconnected from nature, the byproduct is nature dying and we are dying. Y'all see that? So this is a symbiotic relationship. In a relationship, you have to be together, and communication is key. How are you communicating when you're not in nature? And that's why retreat spaces is so, so, so important right now. And the retreat space should put you in a mindset of, damn, I need to get my own land. And if you leave from what me and 19 Keys is trying to do, and your first thought ain't buying your own land or tribing up with people who got their own land, then you miss the whole point of what we're trying to create.
Look, when we was there, my brother Acre Boys was there. Shout out to them. They're the reason we're able to find the space that we found. And they was teaching us how to turn dirt into money, right? That you can actually sell the dirt on your land, or you can get paid for having the surplus of dirt that the city has come onto your land. You understand me? So you can literally start making dirty money. I just wanted to use that.
I like that. I like that. That was a bar right there.
I wanted to use that. No, but for real. So that's, we're also going to be having that aspect of education on the land itself as well. So inshallah, there might be animals and things of that nature, right? There's ATVs. All of this also is to get you back into a childlike state. I was watching a clip of this baby that was handling this snake. It was a bunch of toddlers around, and they were showing how we innately don't have fear, right? And so a lot of people, when you're young, you want to become an adult, right? But as an adult, you're really trying to get back that childlike mind. Because we start making so many negative associations that fear is an entity that we walk with. You know what I mean? It's a living entity that we walk with and we recognize. And so you have to learn how to replace it. And so one of the walks that we're going to do, even on a trail, because there's going to be a lot of walking, right? Not to where you get tired, where you get inspired, right? One of them is the silence walk. Where a lot of people are uncomfortable with silence, but the number one teacher in the world is silence. Right. And the beautiful thing about nature is the same thing as silence, because it doesn't disrupt. Right. But when we did a wellness walk there after you left, after the show, and part of it was like, can you just walk in silence with a group? Right. Up until a certain point. And this makes you more aware. You start to have the ability to have biofeedback, because now you know when your brain is in theta or beta or wherever you at, because now you're saying, do I have a calm mind at this moment, right? Or is it overactive, right? And I want you to leave with a calm mind so that you're able to tap into, right, that super consciousness, to that super mind, to where you're in flow with the environment and your brain syncs with the resonance of nature, which is all high frequency, right? So now when you're going back as an entrepreneur, you're going back in your business, now you're going back with ideas. And guess what? We live in a world where you have to be in harmony with the machines, but the machine can do the work that the human thinks of.
While you in nature.
So there's more important to have ideas in this age. At first it wasn't. So that boy got his ideas. But because he couldn't hire nobody, or he couldn't get himself to execute. But we're in the time and day and age where people are limited on ideas. But they have the machines that can execute those ideas if they had the capacity to employ those machines to execute, to break down, to get into deep focus, to get into detail. Because we're talking about being an original man and man being mine, meaning that you are a steward on this planet Earth. You have strength because you can carry, right? You have a mind because you can steward the animals. You can steward the land. An original man knows Earth. We on there, Brother Yaki, we ain't using no apps or nothing. And he telling us every flower, plant, herb, the man who owned the land was surprised. You know what I mean? He didn't want to use the app. He said, I want to use Yaki. I said, well, what about when Yaki not here? You gonna bring him back?
He did say that. But the, and that just lets you bring you to, but the original man knew that. You know, when he created man and he said, let us give man dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over everything. Notice the only thing we did not have dominion over was each other, because we are all gods. You know, if you look in the book of Psalms, chapter 82, verse 6, it says, ye are gods, but you're going to die like men. You're going to fall like the princes. In the New Testament book, John 10:34, he said, isn't it written that I said ye are gods? And the reason why we are gods is because we are created in the image and the likeness of our creator. We still have these unique abilities to have dominion. You see it in Africa all the time when them beautiful melanated women is walking with seven lions walking. We see it all the time. We see it all the time when you go to the Congo and you got them beautiful African men around big ass gorillas. You see that? But they are in tune and they are in nature. They're a part of that symbiotic relationship. We have been dissociated. If you look, like, for instance, just being in the inner cities, right? Being in the inner cities, living by trains, living under, living close to airport, this automatically cuts your life expectancy by 10 years because of all of the distorted pollutants and all of the distorted noise. I own land. I got my own farm. We grow our own food. I'm literally eating probably about 80% of the food that I grow, right? When I get to my land, the sound is so different. You don't realize how loud this distortive noise is until you go into nature. Until you be like, damn. Yeah. You know, the city loud as hell. Right. And imagine.
Looking for a fun night out? K1 Speed puts you behind the wheel for an adrenaline-filled time you and your friends will never forget. Off the track, the fun keeps rolling with arcade games, great food, and drinks. They even have private party rooms for your birthday parties and corporate outings. Race hard, laugh harder, and claim your spot on the podium. K1 Speed. More than racing, it's an experience.
Yes.
And
yes.
How loud is your inner voice?
Come on now.
You know what I mean? And how bright is your inner eye?
Come on.
And well, most people don't realize we all have different levels of that, uh-huh. Right? Some people don't have an inner voice. Like, they have to hear everything with their ears. They can't go over things in their mind. And some people don't have an inner eye. They can't visualize. They have to see everything, right? And so there are techniques where you can increase it, right? Getting out the city, I want you to utilize this space that we're going to create, because we're going to pull out all of the stops. You know what I mean? Like, when I was out there, I was telling the people I did the NADs, I did the flesh. Every single day I was doing the NAD, 500 milligrams. I was just trying to get me to that point. And I got to a point where I felt like I reached peak. Like, I was so clear. I was ready to do everything. I was like, everybody give me their problems at
once.
All
you was doing was the NADs?
No, I did the flushes. I did the glutathione. I did all of the different ones. You know, come on, bro. You know, I did the protocol, right?
You did a cocktail then.
Yeah, I did the Myers cocktail. You know what I'm talking about? The B12, the everything. Because you know I'm all about that cognition. Feel me? Like, you talk about the lymphatic system. I love talking about the lymphatic system because I'm really focused on creating these cognitive athletes. Yeah. Like, I want you to know exactly what to do with your brain, right? How to use it. It didn't come with a manual. So people don't know how to activate it, right? When we're staring at sunlight in the morning, resetting that circadian rhythm.
Come on.
You understand me? From that suprachiasmatic nucleus in the brain. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, I be knowing some things.
I see you, bro.
You feel me? That allows you to get back into harmony, that cosmic harmony. You feel me? That allows you to have vitality and longevity, right? The average age for a black man in America is 66 years old. Average age for white men, somewhere around like 78 years old. We are the most physically gifted, but also the most physically cursed, right? That is a problem. We can't be superior on the field. You understand me? But we dying in real life.
Come on.
Right? We're giving praise to the athletes and the Olympians because they breaking world records. But we breaking statistical records of cancer, heart rate, diabetes, high blood pressure, stress, suicide, depression. So nature is a mandate. This is not just a retreat. This is an order, right? Because with the world that you about to deal with and the speed and the rate of change, you will not be able to process. So we need you to go back to develop that self-awareness so you can program the machines with your will.
Yeah.
Right. And the elites are not putting their will on you. But we can't do that with the people who don't have the capacity to think. If you don't feel like you can do it and you don't have that physiological response to say, man, I feel good, therefore I would do good. Somebody telling you good information, but you don't feel good. Man, I'm stressed out. Right. And you drinking liquor because you stressed out, what stresses you out more instead of adaptogens to de-stress yourself. You should have this knowledge in the household. That's what being an original man is.
Come on.
An original man knows how to utilize the functions of his mind, his body, his spirit, and his finances. He can steward those things well because that's his responsibility. He knows his planet. He is in tune and alignment with the rhythm of his planet, with the heartbeat of his planet, with the rate of capacity of change on this planet. The future don't feel like it's ahead. The future feel like it's behind him. That's an original mind, right? And so whether you a womb mind or you a man, it's the same thing. You still have to be in alignment and in tune because a lot of our women are not even in alignment with their own intuition.
Come on.
Right? You have to get back in alignment with Mother Nature. Right? And so I think that this is one of the most powerful things that we can do and the most revolutionary things because this takes us out of the system and it gets us back into ourselves to where we're feeding the God and we're not feeding the parasites.
And you know what's so powerful, what you just said, though? Every disease that you named, which was the high blood pressure, the diabetes, the hypertension, cardiac arrest, heart disease, kidney failure, all of these are stress-related disease. And if you look at these diseases, it all have to some. All of it is oxidation. And if you see your antioxidative properties, you find them all in nature in very, very large quantities for free. The only thing it pay you is to go out there. That's it. And as you see the world progress, as you see the machines get greater, because the machines are going to become great, whether you want it to or not, you're going to see nature get less and less and less. So this is the best time to truly put our resources together, put our funds together, and buy as much land as we can. Even if we're not doing nothing with it right now, just buy it. Because guess what Bill Gates is doing? Guess what BlackRock is
buying
doing?
It.
Buying it. And look, they ain't even doing nothing with it. Right. They just
raising
buying
it
for
so
you.
So when you
want to
buy it, you got to lease it.
You see that?
Not to cook.
So, no, it's all good. There is a war coming, and we are at war right now. Whether you want to believe it or not, we are at war. If we wasn't at war, y'all wouldn't even be here. Y'all wouldn't have bought the tickets. The very fact that y'all here shows that we at war.
We ain't got no choice.
See that? And there's a greater war coming where the resources that are already scarce now for us to get, we going to have to do some ungodly things to get them. But before we even get to that point, we can start taking action now. That way we don't have to compromise our morality to get what we need to survive for what's coming.
And guess what we able to find? We able to find our partners. We able to find people that we can do business with, because there was a study that was giving a breakdown on how employers are going to be looking at people cognitive bandwidth in the future, right? Instead of your capabilities, they're looking at your capacity. Because if they're able to track your health, right? They got all this new neurotech that's able to track to see if you was drinking on Sunday, they know you got to spend Monday recovering.
Come on.
So they can't use your cognitive capability till Tuesday. So they don't want to pay for your lifestyle, right? When they're not getting the most out of you. And so they're going to be looking for people who have that exceptional cognitive surplus that's protecting that. And so now in the companies, they'll be paying for people to go to retreats because they need very clear, highly capable people that can actually utilize their gift, skills, and talents. So if the rich and the billionaires are doing this because they've done the research on society and they understand that people are going into a cognitive deficit, right? You have to protect that asset with your life. Because if you can't think, you're missing reality. And that means that you can't manifest. One of the things I want people to do before they get there is fast. Right? I actually be wanting to do these events in the morning, but I know people be having to work.
Let's do at least a 3-day right? fast too.
Because if you fast before and you come there fasted, it sets us all in a collective harmony. We're now in this collective coherence. You know that they track consciousness on the planet, and we can actually create a spike of consciousness just by meditating and creating a glitch in the Schumann resonance.
Come on.
Right? And so by doing these collective things, we have lost that spiritual harmony with our capabilities and our power. right? We start thinking so physical on everything, right? And those people that think physical don't have the spiritual. Those people so spiritual don't have the physical, right? And so there's some people, they in nature too goddamn much.
Straight
you know
up.
What I'm saying?
Ain't getting no business done.
You know what I'm saying? It's hugging a tree right now. You know, like, let the tree go. You know what I'm saying? Smoking trees, hugging trees. They just
your baby need diapers. He hugging a tree.
You got enough vitamin C, get you some vitamin money. You know what I'm talking about? So we also want to make sure that we're Renaissance men. You know what I mean? Renaissance mean rebirth. When that butterfly landed, it was an ancestor telling me and the world, I'm on the right path. You know what I mean? And butterfly is transformation.
Come on.
Right? It is rebirth. But when you go through rebirth, you're not going to the current cycle. You're going to a higher cycle because you're taking the lessons from the previous one and embedding it into the next. So the reason I use the word Renaissance, because it is exactly what we need right now, because we've done it before. But can we do it better? Right? Can we take the lessons from the past and take them into the present and create our future? We're going to need some very powerful super minds to do that. Because the way we talk about artificial intelligence is the way we should be talking about you.
Y'all get what he just said? That was powerful. And you know what's crazy, kids? What you was talking about that the corporations are doing now, where they are looking and seeing how much cognitive functions you got. And if they know that you drink, and they doing all these drug tests, they know that you drink on Mondays. Oh, we sure ain't going to pay them for Tuesday. That's a recovery day. The insurance company's been doing that for many years. And notice, before you get life insurance, that you got to go get a checkup. And based off your checkup, they have a, it's called a total mortality predictability, where based off of where your current blood work is at, they can damn near tell you the time and date you gonna die. And based off of the expectancy of your death, they'd be like, no, we ain't giving you life insurance. We gonna have to pay that out too quick, and we ain't ready to pay that out that fast. So knowing that companies are doing that, we need to be doing and taking that same thing, but we need to put a spin to it. Let's get your blood work. Let's get your blood test. Let's do the predictability, and now let's undo it. These are the things that you need to do to push that date back 20 years instead of, you know what I'm saying? So, and it's the reason why information is so powerful, and the control of information is so powerful, because once we get the data, we have the influence to do what we want to do with it. Even if we want to put out some propaganda for the enemy. You know what I'm saying? The same way that they do on us. Come on, Keys, let's put out some lies right there to throw them off the trail. We really having a meeting here, but they think we over there. They do that to us all the time. It just shows you how important information is. And guess who is walking with trillions and trillions of information in them right now? Us. But what is the information? Is it positive? Is it life-changing? Is it going to help you save yourself? Is it going to help you save your family? Is it going to potentially make you impact and save the world? Or is it negativity? Is it hurting you? Is it bringing you down? Is it keeping you from being a critical thinker? Is it keeping you from even asking the question of, who am I? What am I? What am I made of? Where do I come from? And last but not least, which is the most important, where am I going? What is our purpose? And that is the whole point of us taking you out of the distraction, taking you away from the white noise, taking you away from the air pollutants, the EMF frequencies, the dirty electricity, the dirty Wi-Fi, because y'all, we bet not see no phones. Huh? I don't want to hear, Dr. Yakala,
we
done
lost a couple people. You 19, can't tell them that.
19 King, let me see a picture.
Nope. Nope.
Look, it's time to when we get there, let's really tap in. We have a picture day. We have a video time day, but let's really do something very, very purposeful while we there. Let's not just make this a trend where we all kicking it and having fun. Let's leave and it have a real impact on our life. Let's do an event like that, y'all.
Like, make some noise for that. I believe what's going to come out of this, because I call it a cognitive renaissance. Right. Once we make these spaces, right, and we can focus on longevity, right, as a people, I think it's the most powerful, disruptive, dangerous thing that we can do. Because just for us to say wellness is a lifestyle, but I believe in deeper wellness, like making it habitual, ritual, systematic within your life. But when you talk wellness to black people, you're disrupting billion-dollar industries. Right. So it might sound like a nice word, it might not sound revolutionary.
It's
like
definitely revolutionary.
It is a double voice within that, right? That we're trying to get our people off the drugs. We're trying to get the physical ability back to our brothers to where they have the spine and the discipline to be men again, right? We want to see our women back in connection with the womb energy so that they can birth the reality that we need for the next generation, right? We're talking about being able to teach people that they can be more militant and trained. We definitely doing push-up contests for the fellas. Don't even worry, ladies, y'all can do squat contests. You know what I'm talking about? But I say that because I want you all to understand that this is not one thing. There are multiple things baked into this, right? I eventually want to see 20,000 people outside because I want to turn the culture into a blue zone.
It's already done.
You understand me?
It's already done.
Do y'all know what a blue zone is? So a blue zone is a place where they have centurions where people are living past 100 years old. I've been to a couple of them. The last time I went to one was in Okinawa.
Just finna say that.
It's slower living. It's more in alignment. They're eating fresh food. They're taking care of their elders, right? And so if we could focus on changing the biological age of the black community, right, I think it's a worthwhile goal. We're already tracking all the health data. We're just not utilizing no metrics for ourselves for feedback loops to know when we're making progress. Those are also systems that we're working on. My brother Antoine Digital is in here somewhere. Where it's like we're giving all our data to all of these machines and all of these systems, but we don't give it to ourselves because we're not thinking. Well, we are thinking about it because obviously I'm thinking about it and he are. But we have to put the funding behind it, the resources, the organization. Some of you all have skill sets. I'm sure there's a lot of wellness warriors in here now. People kept inviting me to Pilates classes out here in Houston. I don't know why. I hate Pilates.
Pilates will get you right.
They do. That's why I hate them. You know what I'm saying? Brother kept talking about, come to the Pilates class. No, sir. Yeah, it was him back there. I seen the message. I just want to let you know. But y'all can do something in the retreat. I'm going to watch. You know what I'm saying?
So if you look at your sales, there's new research coming out now. And they're it's breaking cutting edge knowledge that they saying that sales were created to be immortal. They were created to live forever. And the fluid that feeds those cells is what dictates how long those cells live before they die off, go through a state of autophagy, and then renew themselves. But the idea that the scientific community is pushing out now is as long as the fluids and the telomeres are strong, that's connected with the genes in the actual chromosomes to the cells, you can damn near live forever. So with that information and knowledge, then you have to ask yourself, like you have to ask yourself, who am I? What am I? Where do I come from? And where am I going? What is stopping our cells? And why is our cells not turning over? And why are we dying so fast? The answer to those, when you go down that rabbit hole, is the reason why you need to get your ass in nature. Truly.
And I need some rocking chairs. No, I'm serious. You understand me?
Like grandma on the front
right,
porch.
The grandma, they be moving the body at least. You feel me? I got a rocking chair at the crib. You feel me? But specifically, the ladies, y'all need rocking chairs again. You know what I mean? Because some of y'all are grandmothers, but you're not acting like them. You know what I'm saying? That's just a side note.
Don't throw no tomatoes up here.
You look, you at rocking chair age. Go rock some of that wisdom. It help you think as well. You feel me? Some of the traditions that we've had in the past were perfect. You know what I mean? And they were there for a reason. Because they might be sitting there with their feet off as well. You feel me? Or not, keep saying feet off. With their shoes. Some of them had diabetes, so their feet was off. That's what I'm saying. With their shoes off. And they were naturally grounded. See, we end up having to be in this hyper state where we had to consistently take in information to do what's natural. They were doing what's natural a lot of times without the information because it was cultural.
Yeah.
Right? But when you have this disconnect between younger and elder generations, a lot of that information just disappears. Mm-hmm. There was, when I was in Africa, they was telling me about these women in Kenya that knew how to do this certain type of like brain surgery on people that would get this particular type of disease in this region. And it was something that was just passed down from one generation to another until one generation didn't want to listen to the elders anymore. Right. And so naturally things just started disappearing out of the culture of that people.
From one disconnection. One disconnection. Generation. That's crazy, man.
So now there's only a few people who can do it. And when you think about that, if we think about what of our collective habits that we have that is specifically for wellness and health. What is the one thing that black people do for us that we all can say? We all do that. We know the negative things that we do that we can say stereotypical within a culture. But what's that one thing that we do? It's just a cultural habit. We can't even name one.
I would say dance. That's a good one.
Dance is a
good one. That's one we do. You know what's
Y'all
crazy?
Y'all be twerking.
Hey, so look, in the
But nowadays, they don't even be dancing no more in the club. You just be standing around.
Hey, look, I used to down, I'm going to tell you something, Keys. I used to down twerking a whole lot, asking I be, until I studied a deep tribe in Africa, and mm-hmm. they straight used twerking for their ritual,
yeah.
man.
Yeah, I'm not against twerking.
That was out there twerking, man. I think it's
Y'all
a,
can
I think
do it right
there,
now. No,
there's a right time relax. And a right place for twerking. But look, check this out. My grandma, my great-great-grandma, she was full-blooded Choctaw. She had a plant. I still got the plant to this very day. It's in my clinic sitting on my countertop because it grows so much. And when it grows, we clip it, we repot it, and we give it to people in the family. And this plant is a plant that keeps the air purified. It's been in my family for damn near 100 years. A plant. Been surviving that long. If we wouldn't have never clipped it and we just kept it growing, it would be from this stage to that door. Right? So that's something that we inherit through my grandmother, and everybody in my family have plants. I'm on a watering cycle with them. If not, be not watering them. My children are watering them. But we already instinctively know how to culture and how to harvest a plant to keep the circulation and the energy just flowing properly within the neighborhood. Another thing is, do anybody remember y'all grandma putting rocks in the sinks? Mm-hmm. Raise your hands. Rocks in the sinks. See, it's a few. But you see, everybody's hands should be raised, but that knowledge been lost. Just 4 years ago, because I still put rocks in the sinks, but I did it just because it was oral tradition. My grandma, my mama, everybody do it. Well, when I started getting into biochemistry class, I realized what they've been doing. They don't even realize what they was doing, but they was recreating a fresh water system. Having the water go through the rocks, go back through the water heater, and come back out alkaline and mineralized. So it's things like that that we be looking like, man, grandma and grandpa, crazy. What are they even? Why is they bringing rocks in the house and putting them in the sinks? What's the point of all of these plants being around? We don't even know the name of these plants, but, you know, we see them all around the house. They were trying their hardest, you know, intuitively to assimilate with nature and amplify nature within a household because they knew deep within that we was disconnected from it. So it's little practices and things like that which will keep you in that oral tradition and keep you in those customs that can literally save the generations that's coming behind us. And that's the very question he asks. If you ask any other group of people, what is the number one thing in wellness that they people can identify with? If you ask an Asian, automatically they're going to say ginger. Ginger tea, they put ginger in all of their foods. You ask any Pacific group of people, they have a generalized health and wellness thing that they do every single day that they don't even have to think about doing because it's so embedded within their culture. But when you get to so-called Negroes, the only thing that we could agree with was twerking and dancing.
Goddamn.
That's crazy. So, yeah, we ain't give y'all a chance to respond.
But
y'all know what we said though.
It, like when you think about Japanese people, right? When I was in Japan, I remember everywhere I went, they walking.
Yeah.
Older people, they 70, 80 years old, doing Tai Chi everywhere. It just felt like the whole country was just practicing wellness. Uh-huh. Right? But also the society was set up in a way for human beings. Like when they had a high suicide rate, they got something called a suicide force. It got uh-huh. so bad. You understand me? That they had to start figuring out how do we decrease this. So they changed the blue lights next to the trains.
I seen it.
Right? And it decreased it by like 50, 60%.
Come on.
But we live in a society that's not thinking of the people uh-huh. at all. It's thinking about the profit. So it don't care if you die because then we can sell you a medicine for your depression instead of trying to change a system-wide issue. So what we're doing is we're going to decrease the necessity that you have for so many things. You're probably going to go out less because you're going to be more fulfilled.
Come on.
You understand me? Because you're in search of trying to fill a void and a gap so much that when you feel whole, you need less things.
Come on.
Right? You may go shop less and this may help you save more money. You may think better and execute on ideas. So this going to help you make more money. Right? So at the root, right, to be radical is to get to the root of it. So I believe that at getting to the root of it, right, black men and women in America, by teaching them the practices of wellness and stop making it revolutionary, but making it normal, we now have the ability to have a culture that grows over time and a culture that is resilient enough, right? That it is going through changes, but is able to maintain and grow, right? So we talk about allostasis, and I keep bringing this up because I want people to get familiar with the term, right? It's like when you talk about your body changing, going from one state to another, and based on that light, your body being able to be in connection to let it know that you need to start switching over and producing melatonin at this time, right? That is your body not waiting for change to happen. It's changing with things, right? So that you can maintain that same state of being. What are your protocols that you're doing when you wake up? So that if there's a stressful day going on in social media, what are you changing about yourself to adapt to what's happening in your environment? Are you waking up and meditating? Are you practicing transcendental meditation, right? Are you writing down things so that you are creating a connection? Because the law of when you write something down is 50% done. 50% of the work is in just writing it down. But this generation writes less than any other generation. Don't even know how to write in. How many people can write in cursive? It's not enough.
Yeah. And you know what's crazy? Every other culture and most of the other countries and continents, these things are mandatory. This illusion of a choice is what got us so complacent and what made us become so lazy and easily distracted. Like in China, Japan, it's mandatory meditation in class. Mandatory. It's mandatory naps. Mandatory. In Russia right now, Putin, in order for you to get on the train, it's free.
Yeah.
But in order for you to get past the place to get on the train, in order to turn the thing, you have to literally do 20 squats. 20 squats will open. Look, if y'all think I'm lying, get on your phones and Google it right now.
I'm doing that at all my events.
20 squats will open up that little thing that changed for you to get on the Metrolink. There's certain places in Asia right now where they have taken out the electricity and they have put them on piezo electricity. And if you don't walk enough a day, lights won't come on. So it's forcing people to walk more, and you specifically have to walk in a specific way down a specific path for you can get that piezo electricity to go in friction with whatever crystals that they got on that rubber to even charge up the electricity for nighttime. So they don't have a choice to be healthy. We've been given the illusion to have a choice to be healthy, which is really keeping us unhealthy. So we have to figure out a way to make this stuff mandatory, and because our life really depends on it. So, you know, in Russia, you ain't got no choice. You ain't getting on no train unless you do 20 squats. In Asia, unless you're going to go without lights, you're gonna have to walk. So we have to figure out a way to integrate this into our today's society in Babylon, or what we call America, but we can start practicing and doing these same things to keep our health and wellness and longevity up.
And what you want to do is you want to create a chain, right? And a chain means, like, the first day I meditate, right, maybe I got like 5 minutes in, right? Which is kind of letting you know how long you can focus, right? Easily distractible. Your brain is like, all right, I need to do something else. So you jump out of that. Next day, you meditate again, right? The next day, you don't meditate. You broke the chain. You know what I mean? And in life, when you want to create a system, right, instead of a goal, because the system produces the goal, once you come into this retreat, we're going to give you the protocols and the habits that create the chain that you can continue throughout the rest of your life. Right. And so now is really having that awareness, because a lot of what we're missing is the awareness. We don't even realize I can do that later. Oh, I can stop this. It makes it harder for you to come back to it. Right. Our body craves rhythm. So when we're in a rhythm, that's when we're talking about harmony and we're talking about being in alignment with the cosmos. It's putting you on a rhythm. Once it's on that rhythm, we don't want to break it. Right. And so what you're really doing is you're reinforcing that higher self. Right. What does my higher self do? Not my current self. What does my higher self do only? What do they eat? What do they look like? What do they feel like? Right. What do they achieve? How do they talk to people? How do they look people in the eye when they speaking? You understand me? Like, how many brothers in here still walk up to a woman and go get her phone number manually?
Manually. Let me write this down.
Right.
Write this down.
We got a society that stopped approaching women because they don't have the confidence in themselves and they don't know how to communicate. You understand me? So another thing that I want to crunch in there is it'll be a short masterclass on communication, right? But learning how to speak from an inner dialogue first, right? And then an outer dialogue, right? And so once you develop those communications, a lot of times it's little small tweaks in life, not always major things. I have so many things, and I'm sure there's a lot of things that Yaki do that allows him to maintain this high level state that he is in, that allows him to consistently learn. And when I sat down the other day and I just start reverse engineering everything, sometimes I had to sit with the AI. I would have it go through a chain of questions, right? And then based on the way I do things, I would have it give me the scientific protocol for that so I can then go teach it to other people, right? And so I found hundreds of different things that I do that were science-based that I didn't realize. And Spirit is kept telling me, give them all the keys. Mm. The small ones, the big ones, all the keys. Stop holding them in because I thought I was doing enough. And it was like, no, there are so many things you do for yourself that you don't share because it comes automatic, right? And so it's like, I feel like I'll be living in the future, right? But everybody don't have those keys. So I believe in creating a network. Just by permission, you can increase your wealth, right? If I got 1 million followers and he got 1 million followers, if you give me permission to represent your follower account, when I walk into a room, I got 2 million. I didn't do nothing else. I just asked my brother permission. And when we think about wealth, we think about it so hard. When there's people around us that can give us permission, increase our resources, our access, our reach, right? Instantly. But we don't trust each other. And we're not optimizing for loyalty. You know what I mean? Amongst the group. We are trying to scale things, but not creating it to be sustainable. Right? And so for me, I want you to have sustainable practices. Not that I just picked up all these protocols, but how many did you keep? Right? I want them to be sustainable. And so coming into that, one of the things I want to do as well is I love fire. That's one of my favorites, elements. So a bonfire, right? I've been doing these already. I like bonfires. I like hikes. You know what I mean? So sitting around a bonfire, because fire is cleansing.
Yes.
But it's also in lieu of having like cognitive behavior therapy where you're sitting in a room and talking to somebody about your problems. It was communal at first, mm-hmm. right? In Africa, these were communal spaces to where people would talk to each other, and it reinforces who you are, mm-hmm. right? They didn't just talk, what is your job? They talk, what is your spirit, right? You go to Native American and they talked about your spirit animal, mm-hmm. right? You would get a name based on that. You understand me? You might be Red Dog God or something. You feel me? But that's different than saying that I'm a pediatrician. Something else, somebody else named. And you've now taken your spirit and put it into a box and wondering why you can't flow. And even though you've become successful in this career, you're unhappy in life. Right? So getting back to that, having those rituals around the fire, getting back to those communal practices, it will allow you to release so many things that's going on, so much trauma, so much grievance. Like, I have a lot of grief that I've never let go of yet. Growing up in St. Louis, I've lost more friends than I have out there.
Me too, brother.
Right? So if I go out there, there's more pain associated with St. Louis than there is any type of joy. Right? And so when I'm in nature, it allows me to have that grief because I can release it. I can give it to the fire and it's cleansing. Fire is a very powerful element. So when was the last time you had or you went to a bonfire?
That's good.
You say you do bonfires every day? She's showing off, y'all.
That's good.
No, that's love.
That's good.
But see, most of us never do that. Mm-hmm. I just think those small rituals, I think, changes our culture.
Yeah. So we got bonfires. We're going to do the breath meditation by the lake. We have to do our own lectures there together. Breath meditation. We're gonna have lymphatic and glymphatic masseuses on the spot. Man, we got a lot of stuff going. It's time to organize and get them pull the trigger, man. Is y'all ready for this? It's gonna be dope.
Do y'all feel like y'all learned something today? You feel like you're gonna apply it?
Hold on, let's see who learned something. I'm gonna ask a question. My question is this: when you first hear the sound of a natural body of water, what brain? Hold on. How y'all answering the question? I ain't even asking. What brain wave it puts you in? What state? And give me the frequency. And don't yell it out. I want to. You got your hands down back there, yeah. And what? Good job.
Got
good,
them
job.
Notes.
Good job. Yeah. All right, I got one more. Where she? Now, be get her. I'm gonna give her a gift. All right, one more, and it's got to be a male this time. That way, I don't think I'm playing favoritism. This is my next one. My next one is this. Okay, when you take off your shoes and you put your feet on the earth, I want to know what earth pulls from you and what earth gives you in plenty. Male. I'm going to get all the way back there, brother, with the red wristband on. Uh-huh. All right, now in protons. All right, one more question. Remember him.
Get that bro some Supermind coffee.
All right. The next one, Keys, you pick one more for me. One more. I got a good question. Now, let's see who got this. Pick one for me. Raise your hand.
There's
y'all.
Somebody all the way in the back. Raise their hand. There, that person right there.
All right, so this is my last question.
You got to stand up now.
Yeah, I got to see you. Where you at?
He look dark skinned. He can't even light.
All right,
put a flashlight on my brother, man.
So my last question is this. We understand that the protons is being relieved from the body when being in nature, and that nature gives you electrons. I want to know what protons is connected with in a bad sense and what electrons is connected with in a good sense. What I'm meaning by that is, what are the negative effects of too many protons in the body, and what are the positive effects of electrons in the body? Who got it? Back there, all the way in the back. Come on. Give him a round of applause,
come on,
y'all.
Give my brother. Give my brother a t-shirt. No, give him an album.
Give him an album. Albums too, Keith. I need one of my, and you, that
we actually got small little physical albums.
And that AI thing you was just saying, you said I sit down and I teach AI and I need whatever you give me the keys, man.
Yes,
I need one of them keys because I'm just now getting familiar with AI, yes, like that, and I ain't even know AI can even gather.
Man, I got so many different. Man, I got a lot. That's why I'm saying I have to stop keeping all of them to myself, and I'm just gonna start just releasing all of them. We actually built out a platform. I don't know where my brother Antoine Digital at, but yeah, if y'all got time afterwards, I'll show y'all the platform that really connects us all, right? I think that a lot of times we talk about unity, we talk about systems, and I'm like, bro, the technology is here. You feel me? And so I study systems of like Keiratsus, which comes from Japan, and K-E-I meaning system. And it speaks on how you can create horizontal or vertical infrastructures with each other. So let's say if there's another healer you're working with, that's horizontal because y'all do the same thing. But y'all might want to share resources. Y'all might want to share the same factories, right? You might want to share different things. Or if it's vertical, somebody that does media, right? Or somebody that's an influencer, right? So therefore, by creating a network, y'all give each other equity, not enough to where you control or own a person's company, but enough where y'all have vested interest in each other so that if anybody outside of that tries to take over your company, you have resilience. So they did this with Japanese company coming out of World War II to make sure that, right, the whites could not take over their companies. And it made them very resilient. And they practiced harmony capitalism and not regular capitalism, right? Which optimizes, as we were talking about, on loyalty and sustainability. So I start thinking about, can we create those sovereign networks the same way we talked about in Nepal, where those 40,000 students went into a Discord after they overthrew the government, right? Then they voted in a new government on Discord, and it was then recognized by the army. And so that's going to be the new prime minister, right? And they're saying that we have that ability to create fast change, right? To where we don't just meet up one time. We're now connected across the planet Earth into one network. And I'm not talking about something owned by them. You understand me? And so, what if you had that ability to where you can upload your resources and we can share those things?
That's powerful, brother. That's powerful.
I understand blockchain. I understand cryptocurrency. I understand all these different systems in a very intimate way. But it wasn't until now that we're able to actually implement those things on the back end to where we can create digital nation networks. You understand me? And so therefore, we're no longer doing things in fragmented spaces. We can now, instead of saying that, hey, you're doing something over here and I'm doing something over here, they're connected. That becomes a network nation itself, because now we can account for the assets and the resources that is within that nation. And now when we say, hey, we want 50 people that want to go buy land, we can do that.
You already got the platform ready for the people?
Yes, sir.
Man, you need to launch that ASAP. That's powerful, brother. I'm not gonna lie. That's the future right there, brother.
Been working on this one for a while.
It's a lot to have me cultivate. Hey, that got my. I want a part of that.
You're part of it already. Yeah. You ain't even know.
Yeah, no. That's powerful right there. Oh, praise.
Does anybody have any questions? Do we have time for a question? Okay.
I did. So it's may the Most I bless you, the Most I will bless you, the Most I will keep you, the Most I will shine His face upon you, and the Most I will give you peace. In Hebrew, it's just a lot longer. That's all.
Anybody else? Okay, my sister right here. Can you stand up? Thank you.
So we have a laboratory here in Houston, but it's a blood laboratory. It's not a clinic. The clinic that we had with the doctor that we had, it didn't work out. But I do got a full laboratory, an operational laboratory. But we send blood work off to that. We do STD screenings. We do genetic testing and stuff like that. But we won't have a clinic out here yet. I got a full clinic in St. Louis, and we opening up a clinic in Atlanta. And I'm going to open up another lab probably in Florida. So I'm just going to keep Houston for the lab. But look, come see me. Get on the plane. Come
also,
see me.
Anybody that's in the wellness space or want to be a part of what we're doing with the retreats and a part of the advertisement and a part of being seen in this space and associated with it, you can also reach out as well, because we want to partner with the businesses that are out there, people that are in the wellness space that want to get your name or your business out there more, right? So please keep that in mind as well. We'll take a couple more questions. Oh, no, y'all can hit the barcode, he said. Technology. Right here, my good sister.
We shoot for November, correct?
Yes, sir.
November. We shoot for November. We building everything out now, and it's going to be in November, and it's going to be in Atlanta. So make sure y'all come. And I'm particularly looking for a lymphatic and glymphatic masseuse. And you got to do it on me and Keys first before y'all come there. We got to make sure y'all really know what y'all doing.
I approve this message.
But a lymphatic and glymphatic deep tissue masseuse. We need those. And we're going to need about four of them. So make sure y'all reach out to us and let us know what y'all got going on. And we'll try y'all out. Like, we really want this to be an experience that y'all talk about forever. Like, we trying to really create, well, we're not trying, we're doing, we're creating an experience that's going to be impactful, and you'll be able to leave and immediately have changed them 3 or 4 days that you with us. It don't take months. You came and you conquered, you went home, and you have a whole new different look at your identity and what life is.
Take a deep breath. Stand up. I just want us to close our eyes just for a brief moment. And I want you to listen to the frequency. And I want you to think about how you feel and what this moment means to you. Imagine yourself in nature. Imagine the sun shining, birds chirping, butterflies outside, there's water. Take a deep breath. You feel light. Like there are no problems in the world. There's only success. You have an extreme amount of joy and happiness in your life in this moment. In your mind. You can't stop smiling. Take a deep breath. To imagine yourself walking into your next journey. The next journey of abundance, the next journey of godliness, the next journey of power. Take a deep breath. And when you release this time, say, hands up, hands down. All right, shake off that energy.
Shake it off.
How we feeling? How we feeling? Yeah. My brother Yaki, would you like to close us out?
Yes. Spread forth your hands. Bow your heads. Ya Baraka Yahweh.
Ishmerika Ya ere awapuna Elika vikunika Yesaya wa Puna velika Veyasem lika shalom Veyasem lika shalom Ya bareka ya wa Veish merika Ya ere awa puna Elika vichunecha Yesaya wa Pana velika Veyasem laka shalom Veyasem laka shalom Amen.
May the Most High bless us. May the Most High keep us. May the Most High shine His face upon us. The Most High will bless us. The Most High will keep us. And the Most High will give us mental peace. Ashe? Amen. Yochai.
Let's take that energy and build a new world, people.
Let's do it.
Everybody put the lights out on your phone. Let's get a photo of 19 Keys and Brother Yaki.
Peace, family. It's 19 Keys tapping in. As you know, we've been on this journey with High Level Conversations over the last 3 years, right? It's been an incredible journey. We knocked out about 72 episodes and we had a great partnership over there with EYL, right? We've been taking digital literacy, financial literacy, mental literacy. We've been having conversations about metaphysics, you name it. You know what your favorite episodes are. And it takes a lot to do all of this. And we want to be able to do more. It's not sustainable in the current environment because when we speak in truth, we don't ever want to be censored. Right. And what we're doing is making sure that the people become our sponsors. So we have the capabilities and the capital to be able to create more. And now we're creating and curating content that's just for you, our core audience, those who are true supporters, those who are filled that High Level Conversations is a necessary good in the public space, in the public eye. So we created our Patreon. Right. For those who want to be a part of it, those who want to get access to exclusive behind the scenes episodes, who want to also be mentioned right in our episodes and in our credits and get invited to some exclusive things as well. Make sure you tap in, comment Patreon, because we already have things up right now in there rolling. And we plan to tell more stories, to push more narratives, especially since they're trying to control the culture. But only the culture should control the culture. I'm going to continue to do my job, and I know you're going to do yours. Join the Patreon for all those that are part of the High Level Nation. Peace to the family. Peace to the gods. I see you on the inside.